Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an, he reports that once a companion of the Messenger of Allah pitched a tent at the grave without any knowledge about it. While sitting in the tent, he found that a person was reciting Surah Tabaraka Alladhi Biyadihi Al-Mulk. He was reciting Surah Al-Mulk till he came to the end. He reported this event to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Thereupon he said, the surah prevents from the punishment, and it was saving him from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Get to think of this. Surah Al-Mulk. You recite Surah Al-Mulk, you'll find this to be a means of your salvation in the qabr. And in another narration also it states that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that indeed in the Quran has a surah consisting of 30 ayats. It interceded for a person till he was forgiven. Subhanallah. And this is Surah Tabaraka Alladhi Biyadihi Al-Mulk. Let us ponder for a while. How many times do we recite Surah Al-Mulk? You find that, alhamdulillah, it is something which is encouraged by Mawlana Ilyas Qadri Razvi. He mentions that we should, at all times after Salatul Isha, when we finish our nawafil, we should recite Surah Mulk before we go to bed. This is, of course, is coming from the different riwayat that I've mentioned of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Here, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is mentioning that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that in the Quran there is a surah which consists of 30 ayats which interceded for a person till he was forgiven. And this is Surah Tabaraka Alladhi Biyadihi Al-Mulk. It just doesn't intercede for a person, but it does so until a person is forgiven. Now imagine the amount of sins that we have, the amount of sins that we accumulate each and every day of our lives. If we were to write down each and every sin that we commit, we would have filled many, many books bigger than the encyclopedia. We find that this is a means of us to be forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, of course, not forgetting that the most important thing is to make sure that we perform our obligatory, whatever is been made obligatory upon us, we have to perform that. Because it will not make any sense that a person, he leaves what has been prescribed as obligatory upon him, and then he carries on for that which is nawafil. We have to first of all make sure that we practice that which is obligatory. That which is obligatory, we have to fulfill it first before anything else. Now the beauty again of Surah Tabarak Alladhi, Hazrat Khalid.